All right. Well, disappointing. Disappointing. Guys played hard, tried to fight till the end, but you know, we just didn't play good enough. You can't score 14 points and expect to win. I thought our defense did a nice job, gave us a chance, but 14 points isn't going to cut it.
Dirk, talk about the kicking situation. How concerned at this point are you about that?
Of course, it wasn't what we need tonight. I mean, that, you know, that one before the half, that was a long one with the win. But you know, the other one was like a 49 or something, and then the one at the end, you know, that hurt. I mean, that would have got us given us a good chance. But you know, it's just one play, and it went against us.
Is this a case where you didn't really play complimentary football tonight?
No, not at all. Yeah, we didn't play complimentary football at all. Our D, you know, starting off, Justin got that pick, and we couldn't capitalize. And we had a couple chances there in the first half with field position. So, like I said, that you win and lose it as a team. But you know, the defense did their fair share to get it done. They get that field goal at the end off an onside kick. They had the punt return that set up another score. So really just proud of the way the defense played. And you know, everybody played hard. It wasn't a matter of not trying hard, not competing. We did a good job of that. But
it seemed like there were some struggles maybe on the deep ball there offensively.
I'm sorry?
Seemed like there were some struggles with the deep ball there offensively.
Yeah.
What types of things were their defense doing that made that more challenging for you guys?
Well, they've been playing almost entirely man coverage, and you know, we had a feeling they'd make some changes, and they mixed their zone coverages a lot more tonight. They mixed man and zone, but they gave us a lot of different looks, and they dropped eight. They played a lot more two deep. They hadn't been playing very much two deep, so that's a good job by them. But you know, we very first drive of the third quarter, it was like a third and four. Deshaun ran that little double move up our sideline. I mean, you know, that could be, you know, that's a couple feet off. That's a 60-yard touchdown. I mean, Deshaun got on top of his guy. We got to hit him.
Dirk, you have struggled on third downs the last two games. Started out 0-for-7 tonight. How much does that take the offense out of rhythm?
Yeah, it takes you out a ton out of rhythm. I mean, it's, you know, and it tires your defense out at the same time. I think both teams were pretty even. I think I looked at the stats. Both teams were about the same on third down. But it's frustrating to everyone when your defense is stopping them, and then we go three and out. That's frustrating and hard to get into rhythm. And that's, you know, that's on me as a play caller.
Well, how did you like Doug Martin out there tonight? How nice was
it? Yeah, Doug looked good. Doug looked good. He definitely gave us a lift. He looked fast. You know, Doug, you can tell he's explosive and he's going to help us. And Justin Evans is another guy that looked good in his first game out there. That was a beautiful interception he got in the first drive. And Kendall Beckwith continues to play good as a rookie, but overall, not good enough.
Was James a little bit off? I mean, he throwing high. It looked like he got into rhythm late in the game.
Yeah, we really didn't get into, like Greg was saying, we really just didn't get into a rhythm until we started playing sort of helter skelter there the last couple drives. And sometimes we play better when it's like that, you know. Sometimes we play better. That's the whole no huddle theory, and we were mixing some no huddle in throughout the game. But when you're not making first downs, that you don't ever get in a rhythm. You don't ever get a chance to get the defense on their heels. And
Coach, you said back during the preseason, you didn't want to go through that movie again. I'm paraphrasing you loosely, but you didn't want to have to go through the movie again of the kicking woes and everything. But between last week and this week, how tough is that to kind of go through some of that again?
Yeah, it's unfortunate because, you know, when Nick won the job in training camp, and he's been really solid in practice, and you know, the thing that happened last week kind of came out of left field. There was no indication that was coming, And we only kicked live in practice one day this week, and Nick was lights out. So, yeah, it's been these last 2 weeks have haven't been exactly what we're looking for, and of course Nick would be the first to admit that. I mean, but it's still a team game. We had other opportunities.
Third, 2-2 at the quarter pole.
Yep.
Extra time for week five to prepare. Probably not what you wanted, but
nope.
You're not in a hole either. Necessarily.
Yeah, well, I told the players, I mean, 2-2 after the first quarter of the season. We were 1-3 at this time last year. So, we've been here before. We're going to have to win some games on the road. And we got a couple more guys banged up tonight. But, we also have four really good football players on the defensive side sitting out tonight. And, we're going to be getting those guys back here at some point. And, I thought we did a lot better job with our pass rush tonight. I think we ended up with three sacks, but we hit Brady several times. You can't play him over again. We let this one slip away. It was a good opportunity, and we'll put it to bed tomorrow, and I'm sure we'll be stewing on it a little bit. But the players get a couple days off, and we got to come back and get ready for Arizona next week.
Last week, or Sunday, Nick had the two misses and kind of absolved himself with the game winner.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have that tonight. Can you say he's your kicker moving forward?
Yeah, we'll talk about that. Jason and I had a brief conversation afterwards, and that'll be something that'll be, forthcoming. But, you don't want to make any rash decisions.
Was Deshaun okay? It looked like he was a little bit banged up there at the end.
I think what I was originally told was he just got the wind knocked out of him, but I think he took a couple pretty good shots. Twice on that far sideline on scramble plays when he had to catch it right on the sideline and take a shot, and then on that in that last drive over the middle, he got driven to the ground pretty good. Deshaun obviously showed up tonight and played well for us.
Anything else?
Thank you.
Thanks, George.
Thanks, George.